hope, peace, and joy. Many refer to this entire season as the most wonderful, and some would say the most joyful time of the year. I love the word hope, as I've shared with you before. One of my favorite words in all of the vocabulary, the word hope. My daughter's favorite word is the word joy. She has long loved that word. There, she has everything in her apartment, joy written on it, her keychain in her car, and everything around her, it says joy, and maybe even tattooed on her body. Anyway, joy is a great part of her life, and I love the word joy as well. A time of joy, Advent, Christmas, the joy of giving and baking and shopping and receiving, the joy that we have from bells and lights and sights and sounds and taste, everything but glitter. Glitter is not joy. Glitter is straight from... Glitter is not good. There will be no glitter in heaven. And so you just need to know that early on. Someone sent us a beautiful package yesterday, and it was covered with acres and acres of glitter. And once it gets on you, it's on you. It's not good. Glitter is not of God, and it is not of joy. But besides that, the sights and sounds and tastes, oh, joy. We received about 15 cards, Christmas cards, Friday and yesterday, and 8 of the 15 said, joy to the world. There was a good sale on those cards this year. 8 of 15 cards said, joy, joy to the world. The Bible is filled with the language of joy as well. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew language, there are more words for joy in Hebrew than any other known language. 13 Hebrew roots give the word joy. There are 27 different words in Hebrew for our one word, joy. A literal translation in Hebrew, joy, to leap and spin about in pleasure. Now, likewise, in the New Testament, in Koine Greek, the word joy is used, not only in the Gospels, but in all of the epistles as well. Joy, a New Testament, a Greek definition would be internal gladness, bliss, celebration. I submit that joy pulsates throughout all of Holy Scripture. Here's the definition I enjoy for joy. Joy in Christ. In Christ, joy is a profound, compelling quality in life that transcends the events of life. Joy, it's profound, compelling, transcending, it is pulsating, it's that quality in the life of a believer, joy. This morning, listen to just a few words of Scripture that speak of joy, just in Luke chapter 1, verse 11. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and gripped with fear. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. And he will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth." Chapter 1, down in verse 39. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to the town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home, and she greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, Elizabeth said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises in her. And Mary responds, verse 46, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices joy in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. Generations will call me blessed. Verse 57, still in first chapter of Luke, when it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared in her joy. We heard this morning from Luke chapter 2, those familiar words, an angel said to those shepherds, be not afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the Lord. Verse 16, chapter 2, and they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Mary treasured all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God with joy for the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2, pulsating with the word, the spirit of joy. Oh, we could read many passages. Matthew chapter 1, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and said, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we've come to worship him. Verse 7, when Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, you go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so I too may go and worship him. Liar. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. Joy. Joy pulsates throughout all of Scripture. The definition, joy, a profound, compelling quality that transcends the events of life. Profound, compelling, transcending, pulsating quality in the life of believers. Now I want you to hear me. It is so easy and so often done that we equate joy and happiness. They're not the same. They're just not the same. Happiness is tied to the circumstances of life. Happiness is here and then it's gone. Happiness is fleeting and often very fickle and very subjective, but not joy. Joy is constant and compelling, pulsating and profound, transcendent and ever-present. Joy is so much deeper than happiness. Joy comes in knowing the person of Jesus Christ. The joy that is written of in Scripture, the joy that we can read passage after passage, is not something that can be known and experienced, I don't believe, without the person and the presence of God in Christ through the Holy Spirit within. Zechariah and Elizabeth, they had joy. Joy from God. Mary and Joseph, after they got over some shocking moments, were filled with joy. The shepherds in the field, the angels above, all joy. Even the wise men, as they went and followed the star, they saw the child and they rejoiced. And so can you. Today, in Christ, at all times. Some of you are saying, wait just a minute. You know, we heard about hope. And yes, in the midst of life, regardless of what life brings, we can still hope. And yes, peace. Not even sure exactly what peace is or really even how to experience it in the midst of all, but we can comprehend hope and peace, but joy, you say, I am alone and you want me to proclaim joy? I am afraid, I am angry, I am burdened, I am heavy-hearted, and you speak of joy, Pastor, don't preach to me about joy. I have to tell you, as your pastor, I do hear you. As your pastor, I see, and I want to feel what you feel. I reflected this week about last year, a year time. It goes so quickly. We were just here the third week of Advent last year, December 17th, 2017. And I looked this week through my wonderful phone app that has your picture and your email and your wrong numbers all printed on there. And I thought about you. Some of you last year at this time had a job that you believed was so secure. You had been in that job. You were going to still be in that job. The security that went about getting a paycheck and benefits, it was yours. And it was there. And it's now gone. And that fear, that stress, that overwhelming pit in your stomach when that job ended is so real. Others woke up yesterday morning in health insurance that might not have been so great. It suddenly, is it constitutional or is it not? Did you sign up, and what will happen on Monday? Joy. And yes, this year I've done more funerals, I think, in this year than maybe any year in a year's time. I've officiated 25 funerals, and 20 of them have been here in Lufkin. Some of you last year had that parent or that spouse, that sibling, that child, and now they're gone. Others have lost health. I look through that app and I see your face and I know your story. The words from that doctor in that office, it is malignant. That long-term disease that continues to attack your body, or worse, that partner, that parent with dementia, they're okay, but you're not. Some this year have lost hope and longed for peace and joy. And as I looked through it, I felt a bit of guilt. How can I speak of joy and talk of joy when I look around? I read the Lufkin Daily News from cover to cover. Aurelia says, why do you read the classifieds every day, especially on Saturday and Sunday when they don't change? I read it, but I see such hurt and pain throughout Angelina County in our East Texas. There's poverty and, yes, pain and even hunger. We listen to the news and we hear of chaos in our world and crisis in our nation and wars. I watched this week those in Yemen and other places just devastated by the effects of war. But joy is, I'm not happy about any of that I just mentioned. None of that makes me happy. Death or health loss or war or poverty or pain. I cannot speak of those things and say, oh, it's okay, just be happy. It's not happiness, but I can still find joy. Because joy in Christ is much deeper. It's not tied to the circumstances. Happiness is. Joy is not tied to the events of this world. Joy is the result of the ever-living, ever-present, ever-loving, sustaining Savior. Joy comes through Jesus. The angel was right. The angel was right. You heard the scripture read. Behold, I bring you good news. The gospel of great joy, which shall be to you, but not only to you, joy to all people. This week, I hope you have an Advent guide. If you don't, I hope you'll go online and read, for this is the week where we read devotions on joy. Becca Henderson wrote this morning, "Dear church, let's choose joy." This week, you'll read devotions from Terrell and from Dan and from Mary Perkins, from Hal Levine, from Liz and Briley, one of our teenagers, and they will all speak not of happiness, but of the ever-present joy. Here's a reading I read this week of joy. This joy is not situational. It does not waver at any crisis life brings. This joy does not shake at each disaster, but this joy holds me steady amidst it all. This joy reminds me that He holds me. Yes, He's got the whole world in His hand. He's got you and me, brother, sister, in His hand. The search for real joy is over. In His presence is joy. Near Him is joy. In the knowledge that He is ever present, there is joy. Oh, the joy that floods my soul. It echoes, "It is well. It is well. Because I am His and He is mine." That's joy. Profound, compelling, transcending, pulsating joy. You ever wonder what joy looks like or what it sounds like? Maybe this is it. Thank you. Maybe that's what joy looks and sounds like. Let us